Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. You know, you're at the right place to hear the most current home improvement information you'll find anywhere with a good, straightforward, practical approach. And, yeah, we're going to have a little fun along the way. Danny Lipford here, and it's hard not to have fun with a co-host like Joe Truini. Joe, I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of great information like we always have. And
we do.
You know, it seems like that the phones are ringing more. We're getting more emails than we've ever had before.
Yeah, the emails have really been pouring in, and it's always great to talk to homeowners. So you can get on the line with us on the hotline or send us an email. And we're being broadcast now, Dana, on over 310, I think, radio stations.
That's
coast
right,
to coast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's great hearing from people from Oregon to Florida and up to New York and New England, where I am, and down to Alabama, where Danny is. So it doesn't matter where you are in the country. If you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us.
Yeah, we really want to hear from you, and it's very easy. The phone number, 800-946-4420. You can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, if you'd like to send us an email, and we would encourage that, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Also, a lot of people are downloading our podcast each and every week, and you can find out more about it by going to todayshomeowner.com/podcast. Hey, some of the things we're going to tackle during this hour is how to paint knotty pine paneling. Joe, I can't tell you how many times I've been standing in the living room between a husband and a wife, and she says, I want to paint it. It's too dark. I can't believe you want to paint my wood. So, I mean, we might have that situation this week.
So you're a referee as well as a contractor and TV and radio host. Yeah, sometimes you have to be the referee. That's okay. There's still lots of knotty pine, and some people love it because it is a nice warm look, but it is a bit of an old look, I guess, is the best way to put
sure.
it. If you're in a cabin on a lake, maybe that's fine. But if you're in a home in a neighborhood, I think I could see why people get tired of looking at it. And you don't necessarily have to take it down. I guess that's one thing we're going to be covering.
Exactly. And of course, you know, when you're in that situation, which I've been in that many, many times on many different subjects out on remodeling projects, then you look and you go, you know, both of you have valid points, and I can understand you wanting this, and I can, you know, and you just go back and forth and agree with both of them, but never give them an opinion, you know.
Right. So, well, ultimately, you want them to make the decision, I guess.
Right. Hey, another thing that's on a lot of people's minds, how to control all of those weeds you have popping up. You know, I put all of this brand new sod out, completely eliminated every single thing that was growing on my 1 acre lot. There was not one green thing anywhere. I tilled it up. I did everything right. And now I still have got weeds popping up here and there. I think it's the birds those evil little birds that drop little seedlets
there,
that kind of thing. So Joe's got some great tips on how to control those weeds. We'll look at also bathroom updating ideas. There's a lot of ways you can change the look of an existing bathroom. We'll share a few of those with you. Well, and another little question that we get a lot, especially during this time of the year when people are thinking about spring and summer and getting outside, is building a deck or repairing a deck, and the question about pressure treated wood or composite materials always comes up.
Yeah, well, I guess it comes down to your budget, what you want the final deck to look like when you're done, and how much maintenance do you want to perform on this deck, and how often do you want to perform that maintenance? Because that's the reason composite decking was invented in the first place, is people were tired of maintaining decks. And depending on how often you maintain a wooden deck, sometimes this could be a lot of work. Sometimes it's not so bad if you do it regularly. It's when you don't do it for a while that you run into problems.
Exactly right. So we'll go over some pros and cons and try to help a homeowner out with that decision they're about to make. How about a simple solution coming up? Give us a little tease on that one, Joe.
All right, Danny. Here's how to use concrete blocks to store your lawn and garden tools.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, look forward to hearing that. You know, something I've been thinking about, and I talk about it a lot here on Today's Homeowner Radio, and I really think it's so cool when you can involve your kids on a few projects. I had a few suggestions if you're, you know, when you have some time with the kids, instead of them just sitting there watching TV or playing video games, how about getting them to help you maybe with a small raised bed garden? I can remember as a kid going into the store and going over to that seed rack. And here's this big, I mean, thousands of different seeds. And I would grab a few of these and a few of these, you know, and I would have about a four foot by 6 foot area I'm planting in. Of course, I would buy enough seeds because they were cheap to do at least a half acre, you know, because they really don't mean you have to space it that far apart. Just put them all in there and it'll be great to see the zinnias come up with the tomatoes, you know, it'd be great. But
a half an inch away.
Right? Yeah, exactly. But that's a good little project to tackle with, you know, whether it's your grandchild or your own child, nephew, whatever, or neighborhood kid, letting them help you grow something in the yard is a great little project.
Oh, sure. It teaches them patience, first of all, right? Because once you put the plant in the ground or the seed in the ground, you have to wait it out. But then you get the great reward and you learn so much. First of all, you got the kid outside helping you and doing something. And that, I mean, I spent most of my life outdoors. I hardly even remember being indoors when I was younger, to tell you the truth. I assume I was sleeping indoors, but who knows? And, you know, just to have the kids outdoors digging in the dirt and putting in plants, I mean, and then, like I said, either the flowers or the vegetables grow, and then they get to reap the rewards.
That's right. You know, and another project that's always good for the curb appeal aspect of your home, and another good one to work with the children on, is making that mailbox look a little better. You know, you can paint the mailbox. You can, it always needs a little, you know, oil here and there to make it work better. You can also plant a vine, like, you know, like a Carolina jasmine or something like that nearby so that it can grow up and make that look a little more attractive. And then every time that child comes in to the house or goes to the house, they will see that, and a little bit of pride comes into that. You can't beat that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another great place to grow flowering plants, right? You can put a planter on the back end of the mailbox. You can either extend the horizontal part of the mailbox, or you can put on a bracket and get a planter box and sit there and put some vines or flowers that can fill that up, and it's beautiful, right? And again, and as you said, every time the kid drives by the mailbox, comes in, he takes a little bit of pride in that work that he or she put into it.
But if you really want to hook them into a project, build some games out in the yard. You know,
think
about taking some of these little pieces of wood. We've done this before, just little 2x4s about a foot long to make a Jenga type of little tumbling thing there. And then paint the ends of them. You know, you can paint the ends, you know, paint some of them yellow, paint some of them red, just to introduce some color. And of course, the beanbag toss is something that, you know, you can build that very easily. I think kids love that. And of course, if you really get ambitious, how about the treehouse? Everybody wants a treehouse when they were young.
Yeah. And you can build a treehouse, even if you don't really have the correct trees, by just building it up on four posts. So it's not technically a treehouse. You know, you can set it in the woods and you're not really fastened to a tree at all. And even that's enough for a kid, just to get them up in the air and create a little platform. And obviously you'd be really careful with the railings, even if it's up just 4 or 5 feet, you want to make sure there's a sturdy railing going all the way around it. And you can put a roof over it or not. And if you don't want to build a roof, you can use a tarp or a sailcloth or something like that. And yeah, I mean, as a little kid, climbing up into the trees, even if you're not literally in the trees, is great fun. And you're out of the house.
Yeah, oh yeah, exactly. But one project in the house, though, that may make everybody happy and certainly will be something that a child can help you with is actually installing a backsplash, especially if you've seen on my television show or some of the videos where we've shown how to use the Simple Mat. And the Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Very, very interesting. Just imagine a big piece of double stick tape. And you peel off the back of it, you stick it to that wall right behind your stove or right behind your sink or wherever you want the particular backsplash. You don't have to do, you know, you can make a big difference in the kitchen or bathroom by doing just a small accent area over that sink or over that stove. And you just peel it, push it right on the wall, then you peel the front face of it off and you stick the tiles right to it, kind of push it into it a little bit and go ahead and finish it. And then you can proceed right on with the grouting and so forth. So you basically can do all of the steps necessary and completely finish it at one time. Now that's a great before and after picture for a child to pose with.
Yeah, and you don't. What it saves you, of course, is mixing and spreading thinset mortar on the wall or back buttering the tiles if they're bigger tiles. So, that's the big advantage of that, is you're eliminating all that messy mortar work, and then you just have to spread a little grout and wipe it off, and you're basically done.
And also refinishing the front door, I thought it's always a good one too. It's always a great way to improve the curb appeal on your home, and a very simple project that your children could take care of you on. Hope we've given you a few ideas that you can use there, but if not, just hang around a little while, because we've got a lot of information to share with you. We're going to talk about some of the tips and how to eliminate some of those weeds, because if you attack those weeds right now out in your lawn, you'll have a really nice yard to look at throughout the summer. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Get ready for a real good hour of home improvement information that you can use at your house right now. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Spring makes all things new, and the Home Depot makes all spring things possible. Start a garden, refinish a deck, use our mobile app to put over 2 million products in the palm of your hand. Some ready for pickup in as little as 2 hours. Oh, and if you don't have the tools you need, our tool rental department does. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time for Ask the Barn-Eyed Guy with answers to what's bugging you. Let's talk to Dave.
Oh, hi. So I'm really into next-gen tech. Got anything next-gen for grass and weed control?
Oh, you bet. Barn-Eyed Cleanup HE is the next-gen way to kill unwanted weeds and grasses in hours with just one application.
Oh, okay. So what's with the HE?
It's the new high-efficiency formula. With Cleanup HE, 1 gallon treats up to 1,000 square feet. That's a lot more than what you're using now.
That's incredible. Thanks, Barn-Eyed Guy.
Get next-gen grass and weed control with Cleanup HE from Barn-Eyed. Learn more at barn-eyed.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. And by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Want to do a little shout out here to a wonderful station up in the Northwest, KNPT-AM. 1310 in Newport, Oregon. Joe, we've gotten a lot of stations up around that Oregon and Washington area.
Yeah, we do. And that's a beautiful part of the world. I used to go there every summer for about 5 or 6 years. I haven't been up there in the last couple of years. But yeah, it's a beautiful spot. So hello to everybody in and around Oregon. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, we want to hear from you, and that number is 800-946-4420, or you can reach out to us by email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to North Carolina. George is on the line. Georgia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're glad to have you, and we want to help you out with your question. Tell us about your idea for the knotty pine paneling.
Okay. I am living in my home place where I grew up. The house is about 65 years old. The wood that the house was built with came off the family farm, but it is just making my house look so dated, and I want to attempt to paint the shellac knotty pine paneling. And I'm not really sure where to go from here.
All right. Well, it's something that I have done many, many times, and usually is a bit of a controversy with different members of the family saying, oh, don't paint that. It looks so nice. And others, no, it's too dark and dated. I want to do something about it. So we've had a lot of those type of scenarios over the years. But it can be painted, and it does make a significant difference. And thank you for sending the pictures there so that we can see exactly what you're dealing with. It's a fair amount of work, but if you do it right, it'll last a long, long time. And it starts out with, of course, preparing the surface, and you'll want to do some deglossing on it. So to use a solution to degloss it, there's a lot of citrus type of deglossers that are out there. So a little bit of elbow grease to get that started. And then it's always good to do some sanding in addition to that. Again, it kind of cuts that glossy look off of it and gives you a better surface for the paint to adhere to. And then next after that, Joe, it's so important. The next step is that primer that we recommend.
Yeah, exactly, Georgia. After sanding, and you don't want to sand off the shellac. You're just knocking it. In fact, I would try to leave on as much shellac as possible because that's helping to seal the wood and the knots because you don't want the knots bleeding through. But a light sanding with maybe like 120 grit sandpaper, then wipe off the sanding dust and get it as clean as you can, and then prime. And I would put two coats of primer. One coat of primer, especially a really good primer, will hide most most defects or most staining on the wall. But I would go with two, let it dry, sand it lightly, wipe off the sanding dust, and put a second coat of primer, and then you can go back with a paint. And any good interior latex paint, you can go right over it with. And you probably will have to, you know, because it's pine paneling, you'll probably have to put it on. You can put it on with a roller and then smooth it out with a brush and use the brush to get into all the areas that the roller doesn't reach. But you could spray it too. That'd be another way to do it. But I think a roller and then coming back with a brush would probably give you the best result.
With a primer, do you have a special one that you would like to recommend?
I would think you'd need at least a 3/8-inch nap roller because you wanted to get it in there into some of the crevices and then spread it out with the paintbrush. You might not even need to put any paint on the brush at that point. And you will be putting two coats of paint as well. So, as long as you get most of it covered as much as you can with the first coat, then the second coat will go on really quickly and easily. And I suspect, Georgia, you can be lightening the color, right? You can put up a lighter color paint. Is that true?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, that'll help a lot.
What about the primer you recommend on that, Joe, that bonding primer from Zinsser?
Yeah, they make a restoration primer, which is probably the best primer. I'm not sure you need to go that expensive and that high quality because you're not really, I suspect these knots are probably sealed. But if you want to, they make something called a restoration primer, which is meant to go over like really badly stained, water stained ceilings. And that stuff's amazing. I've used it after trying other primers, which didn't work. So if you're concerned at all, use a restoration primer.
Okay, and that would be latex as well?
Yes.
Yes,
it's all latex, which makes it really nice. It doesn't smell as much, and you clean up with water.
Great. I like that part.
Yeah, I understand that.
Well, it sounds like a great project, Georgia, and I guarantee you it's a tremendous before and after picture, and you'll probably wish you did it years ago because it just makes it cleaner and brighter and, of course, more of a modern look. So I think you'll be happy with it.
Well, I thank you for your advice. I mean, I'm looking forward to the project. I know it's going to be a lot of work, but I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. Look forward to it. Take your time and have fun with it. And thanks so much for being with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Well, thank you. You have a great weekend.
Okay, you as well. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's a good project there. We'll make a big, big difference. Another thing that we wanted to share with you a few tips on dealing with some things outside your home, weeds that are finding their way up. In many parts of the country, you're already seeing a lot of weeds showing up. And if you own a home and you have a lawn, you're likely no stranger to weeds. So no matter how much you pamper your lawn at some point, you'll have to deal with these things. In fact, maybe they should rewrite that saying that about things that are constant to include death, taxes, and crabgrass. Maybe that might be a thing to do. But there is hope because the experts say the best way to control weeds is to have a very healthy grass. And many of the weeds will disappear on your own. So if your soil and lawn are really in poor shape, then it may take years to transform it. But you should see some improvement each and every season. Joe, how about some tips of some of the things that homeowners should try right now?
Okay, well, first, we often say how important it is to test the soil, and that you need to do, and do it in the front yard, the backyard, the side yard, and do it at least yearly, because you can't add the right amendments if you don't know what the soil needs. So do a soil test first. Then be sure the grass has room to grow by running a core aerator across the lawn. That will loosen up compacted soil and allow room for roots to grow and water to get in and nutrients and oxygen. So, and you can rent an aerator. And if you talk to your neighbors, maybe you can split the cost of an aerator, do two or three lawns, and it really drives down the price of the rental.
Yeah, good idea.
When watering is required, do it the correct way. Frequent waterings don't encourage roots to grow deep. So water less frequently for longer periods of time. That's a good trick. And also, finally, mow with the grass in mind. In other words, mowing more frequently requires extra effort on your part, but it's healthier for the lawn. And never remove more than 1/3 of a blade of grass. So if it's 3 inches high, don't cut off more than an inch. Because you don't want to cut it so it struggles to grow. You want to cut it just enough to keep it at that proper length.
Yeah, there's some great tips there. So that's just exactly what you want, to keep those weeds at bay. Now, we'll have some more tips for you on eliminating weeds around your house. These tips brought to you by Exmark, the official mowers of the backyard life. And for more great ideas and a little inspiration for your outdoors, visit Exmark.com/backyard. Some great partner there, and give you an opportunity to try a number of things that you have outside the house. But weeds are inevitable, but we know, you know, you always have to declare war on it, and
right.
Just start fighting every day, and then you win, and then your yard looks great when you have those summer get-togethers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So all of that's really important. And we always try to stress a number of things that don't require a lot of the harsh chemicals. There's so many people that are really against the harsh chemicals these days.
Yeah, and there's no reason to use harsh chemicals or pesticides that are killing everything. And one thing I forgot to mention, when you use a core aerator, if you have a sprinkler system in your grass, be very careful. You don't want to be punching holes through all that tubing. Sometimes it's low enough that it's not an issue, but I just wanted to make sure people are aware of that, because that could, you know, that would be a mess if you wind up puncturing all those lines.
Right, and that's a good idea, too, to get some of the little flags that are available from the home center, or the just little small wire flags that you can put in and mark all of your sprinkler heads. Just
right.
Manually run your irrigation system, mark those heads. While you're at it, make sure that they're adjusted and doing the job that they need to be doing while you're at
that's
it.
That's a good job for the kids.
Big,
we're talking about kids.
Yeah,
let them run around with
the
flags as the sprinklers are going
right.
off.
Flag girl, flag boy, there you go. That's another good one. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We're so glad you're with us. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with some more information you can use.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Home Depot Best New Product of the Week, brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Laminate floors are popular with DIYers because the installation of them, they don't really require a lot of specialized skills or tools, but Pergo has made them even more attractive by making them waterproof with Pergo Outlast Plus. The laminate planks have an authentic wood look and feel, plus they're surface defense protection offers strength and stability with superior dent, scratch, and stain resistance. Their spill protect technology keeps liquids on the surface so spills will not go down through and get underneath there. These floors are guaranteed not to wear through, stain, or fade, and maintenance is so easy. You just sweep and damp mop. That's all that's necessary to keep them nice and clean looking. For big messes, you can wet mop, and for the deepest clean without any harsh chemicals, you can even steam mop these floors. Plus, the planks have an attached underlayment to make installation even easier and increase comfort and reduce sound transmission to rooms below. So for more information on this Pergo Outlast Plus waterproof vintage pewter oak laminate flooring, log on to HomeDepot.com. Boy, they knew that laminate floors were popular, and they continue to improve and improve on it. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, because when they first came out, there were many rooms you couldn't install it. Any place with any kind of moisture or dampness or certainly spills, but it looks like now you can put certainly this laminate floor any place in the house.
All right, I'll tell you, that's a great inside project. Great outside project is getting that deck ready for all of the spring and summer get-togethers that you will probably want to have. And Mark from Michigan is right in the middle of a decision there. Mark, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on with this deck you're thinking about.
Well, hello, Danny. You sweet-talking, all-knowing Southern gentleman. I'm excited to talk shop with you today.
Oh, good, good.
So I'm trying to decide if I want composite decking around on a little deck area around an above-ground pool. But in some of the research I read, it fades. And I've not seen that from some people that had it, but wondered what your thoughts were on it, if it got hot. And would the chlorine water bother it?
Okay. Well, all valid concerns and things that have happened in the past. I think they've done a lot to advance the reduction of, you know, fading. They don't stay looking brand new the whole time, but a year or two down the road, they really still look pretty good because of that color being all the way through most of the composite decking. So I don't think that's much of a concern. The heat factor is something that a lot of people complain about. If it's right out in the sun, it does get hotter than wood, and that's something you have to think about. But the thing that people get down to on the decision the most is the difference in cost, because it is significantly more expensive than treated wood. And of course, you know, treated wood requires more maintenance. So boy, it's that situation where you draw the line down the middle of the page, pros and cons, and you just have to kind of weigh it out. But most of the time it's that, writing that check that kind of makes people go over to the pressure treated side a lot of times.
Yeah, do you know if there's any restrictions as to how far above the ground you can put it?
No, I don't think there is. Joe, do you know anything on that? Because I know that on some of the composite decks, they actually allow you to put them on the ground and even glue them right to concrete a lot of times. Do you know any other regulations on that?
Yeah, Mark, it depends on the decking itself, the composite decking. There were some. I think TimberTech was a company. They may have changed their product, but it couldn't be within, I think, 6 or 8 inches of the ground. If it was too close to the ground, it got affected by moisture. So, but as far as how high, I mean, you're going to be going around a pool, so you're going to be plenty high up off the ground, 3 or 4 feet off the ground.
No, it's an above-ground pool, but it's going to be on the ground.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah. Yeah. No, most decking, especially the newer composite deckings, can be placed relatively close to the ground. And if fading is a concern, if that's your main concern, well, nothing will fade more or more quickly than wood, stained wood. So even if the composite's going to fade, it's going to fade a lot less than wood, stained wood. And when you go looking for a composite, you'll see a relatively new product, been out a couple of years, called Cap Stock Composites, which is just original composite decking, but it's wrapped in a plastic covering around both top and bottom and the edges, not the ends, but the edges. And that will fade less. It's more expensive and it looks much more like wood. That's why people prefer it. And that will fade less than certainly the original composite decking, like the very first versions of Trex or of Veranda or something like that. So again, if fading's a concern, you know, wood would certainly fade more quickly than the composites.
But you could redo the wood. You can't really do anything on top of a composite, can you?
No.
What if it starts to fade?
That's
correct. That's exactly right. There's not much you can do. I mean, there are some ways that you can clean it thoroughly. They have composite decking cleaner now that will help revitalize it just a little bit, but not like putting a stain or a coating on it. That would not be allowed.
Well, that points me more in the right direction, I think.
Yeah, I think if you'll price out both of them and just look at it, I'm not saying that you wouldn't want to have the composite because of the extra money, because you do have to think you're going to be spending money to maintain the treated deck over the years, but that'll help you kind of judge it right there and be able to make the decision. It's a tough one. We can't tell you one way or the other, but we can just tell you the pros and cons a little bit.
Mark, one other point, since it's going to be near a pool, is wood's going to be splintering and the composite won't. So if you have a lot of little kids running around, that might be a concern as well.
Okay, a lot of good stuff to think about, guys, as usual.
All right, Mark. Well, thanks so much for being with us. If we can help you any other way, you know what to do.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care. Have a great weekend. Yeah, that's always a tough one there. And I've built a lot of composite decks. I've built a lot of treated decks. You also have to, one other little factor in there is the quality of the treated wood.
Sure.
Not all treated wood is created the same. You can get kiln dried that already has the moisture that has been injected in it, the preservative, and then dried a little bit so that you can go ahead and paint it or stain it. You don't want to paint it. So there's a couple different decisions there, but boy, you'll get a lot of enjoyment out of that deck, and I'm sure Mark will make the right decision on that. Hey, coming up, if you have a basement and you have a little problem with the door, we've got a great suggestion on how to replace that door with something that will really really work well. And more tips on getting rid of those weeds out in your yard, all of that and more when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Time for Ask the Bonide Guy with answers to what's bugging you. Let's talk to Joni.
Hey, Bonide Guy. Look, my garden's like an all-you-can-eat buffet for critters. I need help.
Sounds like a job for Repelzol from Bonide, the number one selling repellent to control pests like deer, rabbits, squirrels, chipmunks, and more.
How's it do all that?
Repelzol drives animals away with a proprietary blend of ingredients that repel by taste, touch, and smell. More than a dozen different animals for up to 2 months guaranteed.
Thanks, Bonide Guy.
Say goodbye to unwanted critters with Repelzol from Bonide. Trusted since 1926. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Sit back and enjoy the fresh air without the bugs, thanks to Wizard Screen Solutions. Wizard retractable screens are the perfect solution for your home that protects you from those pesky insects and conveniently retracts out of sight when not in use. Discreetly designed, Wizard retractable screens is the only product that comes with a lifetime warranty. This is truly the ultimate screen solution for your doors. Visit wizardscreens.com to find your screen solution today. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We have a caller on the line right now that's at war. At war with her weeds. Kate is in New York. Tell us all about the challenges that you have there, Kate.
There are several spots on my lawn that are overgrown with weeds. I've tried pulling them out and they just grow back. Is there a way to kill weeds without using toxic chemicals? I don't want to pollute the groundwater or harm any birds or bees. And also, what can I put between the stones in my garden path to keep weeds from growing? There's play sand between there now.
Okay. Well, there's several alternatives, and I'm all for, after you hear so much about problems with a lot of the pesticides and chemicals and so forth that people's used over the years. A lot of people are looking for alternatives on that. I'll tell you something that my daughter Chelsea does in her driveway. She has a driveway that's gravel, and of course you're going to have those weeds popping up here and there. She has found an old tea kettle, you know, the kind that whistles when it's ready, and she boils water, gets that hot water there, and pours it directly on the plants, and they die immediately. And then she can come and pluck it out. out the next day. So just pure boiling water is great when you have, you know, weeds that are isolated like that. Now, but when you're talking about your yard and, you know, you don't want to do that with your grass. Joe, what was that solution that was so popular that you mentioned on the radio show a couple years ago that everybody kept emailing us wanting to get that? Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, that's right. I'd shared a simple solution, and here's the recipe. You get a plant mister, like a little spray plant mixer, and what you put in is a half a cup of Epsom salt, 1 quart of white vinegar, distilled white vinegar, then a few squirts of Dawn liquid dishwashing detergent, like just regular liquid. Dawn works really well. And you mix it well, and you spray it onto the weeds. And the Epsom salt and the vinegar absolutely kills the weeds, but then the next day you'll notice the difference. But the reason you add the detergent, the Dawn liquid detergent, is it helps the solution stick to the leaves, and that's what you want to happen. You want to stick to the leaves and it'll work longer. And obviously you don't want to do this either right after it's rained or if it's going to be raining, because it'll wash it off the weeds. The boiling water works, but it's a lot of boiling water. The nice thing about this plant mister, and you can even use, if you have a lot of weeds, you can use like a little pump-up sprayer, like a 3 gallon or 5 gallon. So I think that would work. Do you have, and then you had a question about the what do you have, a stone path and there's like sand in between and weeds are growing up? Is that it?
Yeah. You weed it and it pulls out all the sand between the stones.
Oh, right. Yeah. When you pull out the weeds. Well, I would pull out all the weeds, rake out all that sand and put in polymeric sand. Are you familiar with what polymeric sand is?
No.
It's basically sand that has a polymer in it. And you spread it out just like regular sand, then you mist it with water, and the polymer almost acts like a glue, and it hardens up. Now, it's not harden up like cement or mortar, but it hardens up enough that it won't, a heavy rain probably won't wash it up, but it'll also help keep the weeds from growing through. So that's what I would do. Remove the whatever sand is there, dig down. You want to go down maybe an inch or so, and then fill it with this polymeric sand. And it's really important to mist it. Get it off the stones, but then mist it with water as soon as you fill all those joints.
Thank you so much. That's great.
Hey, our pleasure. We know these things work.
Thanks.
They certainly work really, really well. And get rid of all those weeds so that you can enjoy that outside, Kate.
Great.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you being part of today's Homeowner Radio Show. So that's everybody's battling those weeds. Hey, you know, you got some valuable space you may have right below your house there if you have a basement or basement area that you can utilize. And, I mean, it's very useful whether it's finished or not. You also know that the access can be a little difficult if the basement doesn't have a separate entrance. So adding a basement door is a big benefit because it gives you direct access in and out of the basement without additional traffic through upstairs rooms. That means a more direct pathway for bulky household items like furniture, bicycles, or home appliances.
And there are two main types of basement doors, those that fit areas with a level foundation and those with sloped masonry walls. And you can also find them in a variety of sizes. But you want to look for a basement door with weather-tight construction and engineered lift assist, which helps you open that door and also so the door doesn't slam close, which is a problem with the older metal doors. They get rusty and the hinges get creaky and you can hardly open them. And then when they close, they slam shut. So make sure you get one with weather-tight construction and lift assist. And many of these doors are made of steel and have a factory-applied powder coat finish and a variety of standard colors. And that allows you to choose a color that complements the exterior house. That's the reason it comes in so many different colors. And some basement doors are made of high-density polyethylene and designed to look like a wood plank door. And that's a really nice look, but it's also corrosion-resistant. So if you live anywhere near the ocean, in any coastal area, you definitely want to look into these high-density polyethylene doors.
Now, to complete your entryway, there's also accessories for these doors like foundation plates, stair stringers, weather stripping kits, and keyed lock kits, which make it a lot easier to unlock the door from the outside. Whatever type you choose, start by measuring the area way, the width, the length, and the height, so you can select the right door. Now, these tips are brought to you by Bilco, the leader in basement access products. And to learn how to get more out of your basement, drop by Bilco.com. That's some valuable space under there, but you do need that proper access. And if you develop it into a living area, then that egress is extremely important to comply with codes and to keep your family nice and safe. Hey, coming up, we're going to share with you another simple solution and a few other tips to make your house the best looking one on the block. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420, 800-946-4420. Danny and Joe will be right back.
We're all ready for spring. Now's the time to get ready for spring projects with help from the Home Depot. Install a brand new faucet, lay down fresh new flooring, roll on a bright new coat of paint. Need to figure square footage or paint coverage? Our project calculators will do the math. Do it all from our app and get delivery right to your door. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingwithchelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Tite Bond.
Time for Ask the Bon-Eyed Guy with answers to what's bugging you. Let's talk to Joni.
Hey, Bon-Eyed Guy. Look, my garden's like an all-you-can-eat buffet for critters. I need help.
Sounds like a job for Repelzol from Bon-Eyed, the number one selling repellent to control pests like deer, rabbits, squirrels, chipmunks, and more.
How's it do all that?
Repelzol drives animals away with a proprietary blend of ingredients that repel by taste, touch, and smell. More than a dozen different animals for up to 2 months guaranteed.
Thanks, Bon-Eyed Guy.
Say goodbye to unwanted critters with Repelzol from Bon-Eyed. Trusted since 1926. Learn more at Bon-Eyed.com.
Thankfully, spring is on the way. Warmer temperatures, trees blooming, and a whole new list of projects to tackle around the house. Whatever your springtime project, look to Titebond for the help you need to get it done. Titebond has everything from trusted wood glues to reliable sealants to an entire lineup of construction adhesives. So this spring, trust what the pros choose. Trust Titebond for glues, sealants, and adhesives. For more information, visit Titebond.com or see them on Facebook.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Titebond, the pro's advantage.
Hey, I want to remind you about that brand new subsection on todayshomeowner.com, brought to you by the Metal Roofing Alliance. You can find it at todayshomeowner.com/metalroofing. There you'll find all kinds of great information and inspiration if you're considering a metal roof for your home. Metal roofs are so popular these days, and they've become one of the best investments you can make to boost your home's value. So head over right now to todayshomeowner.com/metalroofing to find out a lot more. And like all the things that we provide you here at Today's Homeowner, it's practical, it's straightforward, and we're not trying to sell you a thing. We're just trying to provide you that information so that you can make an informed decision on your next roof. Right now, let's switch gears and go right to my buddy Joe Truini for this hour's simple solution.
All right, Danny, most people store their lawn and garden tools in the garage by simply standing them up and leaning them into the corner. And there's nothing particularly wrong with that, except that it makes it really hard to retrieve a tool without knocking some of the other ones over. And sometimes they can get in a way when you're pulling your car or your bicycle in and out. So here's a super simple storage solution that only requires three concrete blocks. And we're talking about the hollow concrete blocks that have the two core holes in them. What you do is just stack up three blocks wherever you want to store your tools, up against the wall or near a corner is typically where you can store them out of the way. So, and this could be in a garage, in a basement, in a shed, almost anywhere. Stack up the three blocks, align them perfectly flush, and that creates two deep compartments for storing long-handled tools. So you just turn the tools, you know, obviously upside down, so the handle goes in first, and the blocks are heavy enough that they won't fall over no matter how many tools you put in there. And then you can easily pull a tool out without disturbing the rest of them. So try that. And by the way, if you have a really low ceiling and you can't lift them out high enough to get them out, you can use two concrete blocks. Three concrete blocks are ideal, but if you don't have enough headroom to lift the tools out, then try two concrete blocks.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I tell you what, you know, when you have concrete blocks around your house, you're always grabbing them, always using
That's
them
right.
for something. You know, that so many different things. You can build a quick little table out of it. You can prop things up here and there, work on the lawnmower, all kinds of things that you can use on that. So that's another great, simple solution, and you can find out a lot more ways that are very simple solutions to problems you may have around your home by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple-solutions. Well, that's going to pretty much wrap up this hour. We've certainly covered a lot of ground and a lot of things. Want to remind you that you can always go to todayshomeowner.com and look around. We have a great search capacity there. And if you want to pick up on a few of the things that we talked about on the weeds and how to get rid of some of those weeds, we've mentioned several different ideas, but there's a lot more waiting on you there at todayshomeowner.com. And while you're there, sign up for our free e-newsletter that's we send out on a weekly basis. We have good, fresh information every week that's somewhat seasonal, things that you may want to pay attention to around your home, and that's provided to you each and every week. Now, if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour of our show, you can head to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing, and also join the thousands and thousands of people that are joining us each week on our podcast. You can find out more by going to todayshomeowner.com/podcast or wherever you download your other podcast. We're on just about every platform that you can get to. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.